A very good morning to you. My name is Nick the Moose Batsman. I'm the Commander-in-Chief at TipTV.co.uk. The date Thursday, the 11th of February. We're here 8 a.m, 10 a.m. and 1 p.m. covering markets and sport live from the heart of London, St. Paul's. Today's guest list for the 10 o'clock show: Zach Mayer, Bill Hubbard with 1B, Ben Kumar, James Hellowell and Eddie Toffpick. For the 1 o'clock show, we've got Malcolm Graham-Wood, Ken Odeluga and Mick Mills, and also Angus Campbell, and a rerun of Zach's live charts. Right, let's kick off with Zach Mayer, technical analyst for Zach's Trader Cafe. Morning to you, young Zach.
Morning.
And Bill Hubbard, financial analyst, and says here, TV legend.
Good morning.
Morning to you, chaps. Right, thoughts of the day. Do you want to mention the 8 o'clock show?
Yeah, I would like to mention the 8 o'clock show, because obviously there is a benefit, you know, just as the market opens, being involved in the market that time, making the call, saying, you know, the FTSE 100, if it breaks 5,600, it'll go to 54. You've got that sort of lead in, or the heads up at that time, and I think it makes a difference.
Okay, so 8 o'clock every morning, please take a look. It's a 15-minute show, and basically we're doing live charting and going into breaking news. Bill, thought of the day.
I'm not as bearish as everybody else is in the world. Okay?
Right.
World Bank talking about 3.4% growth this year after 3.35% average in the previous 4 years. Yesterday, Atlanta Fed saying U.S. GDP for Q1 would be 2.5%, which is the marginal level for a mature economy. And also, savings in the United States has gone from 4.5% to 5.5% in the past 15 months. And JOLTS data, which is both what Fed Greenspan used to follow and Yellen is following, the quits ratio was at a 3.5-year high. Quits means if you're willing to quit a job, there must be a better job out there. So as I say, I am not a long-term or even near-term doom and gloomer.
Okay, well, that's encouraging. Let's go through some slides. Let's kick off with the first one, Tip TV Finance app. Get the latest tips first. Download from the App Store, Tip TV in the 21st century. Moving swiftly on, join the Tip TV family. Ask Tip TV, tweet us your requests at official Tip TV. As we always say, if you want a humble opinion on a stock, Zach's, well, you'll get your live charting out, won't you, Zach?
Exactly.
Right, let's move on to the broker forecasts. Money Supermarket, Rightmove, Zoopla. You chose these three this morning, Zach. A few words on these, please.
All three companies have the first mover advantage in their particular space. The only problem with Money Supermarket, I suppose, at the moment is that it's a sort of financial services aggregator. And given the state of the stock market, a lot of these products are looking a little bit unattractive.
Yep.
So Peel Hunt's hold may be a little bit optimistic. Going on to the real estate area, which we're all fascinated by, Rightmove and Zoopla, they both have the sort of number one and number two in the online estate agent area. Rightmove has had a bit of a dip of late, but it's a play on the housing market. So both of them might be more positive than Peel Hunt on both Rightmove and Zoopla.
Understood. Let's have a quick look at the charts on these three as of the close last night. Money Supermarket.
Horrible looking gap there to the downside. Normally this follow through on the down, you know, if you have a gap down like that, you break support. So I would be looking for lower prices, maybe towards 280 on that, which then would be a buying opportunity. But I think at the moment the market's just too bad for that.
Understood. Rightmove.
Rightmove surprise breakdown here with a sort of head and shoulders breakdown. I'm looking for, again, probably a place to go long, which would be around the 31, £32 area. On that, on a technical basis, but you know, there's a little bit of rumblings of the real estate market sort of getting a bit shakier.
Yes. Now.
So that's just
a question here. Okay, I had a friend of mine just sold his flat 2.5% above the offered market, although it had been on the market for 8 days.
Wow.
So I don't see any, you know, maybe it's a pre-stamp duty situation, but the simple fact is, he put it on the market. He had two bids within 3 days. They went to like
Central London?
Yes, Central London. One bedroom flat, walk up third floor, right?
Wow, interesting. Okay, so let's move on to Zoopla.
Here we've got the opposite of Money Supermarket. We have the gap up there. The shares tried to test support. They've actually bounced above the gap, which is normally a very good positive technical signal. So that looks like it's found a floor at the moment.
Let's move on to Mike Ingram. He's the market strategist at BGC. He basically will be doing the trading show with us at 8 a.m. on a Wednesday and Thursday moving forward. Overnight, Hang Seng leads Asian markets lower yet again. Speculation the Bank of Japan will act soon to contain the rising yen. And we've seen that horrible head and shoulders formation, that topping pattern on the technical analysis on that. rate markets largely unmoved by Yellen's testimony to the Senate. She can't be that dovish. Next move up, not down, but will be more gradual. Tighter financial conditions for credit, equity and dollar, increased risks from China and broader emerging markets. Gold hits an eight-month high. Zach, you've called that well on your technicals. Earnings, companies reporting today, Shire, Rio's and Total. Let's go on to FX Street. The thoughts of Mr. Omkar Godbole. Risk off worsens, Yellen not as dovish as expected. Yellen did not back off from her view that gradual path of tightening still likely. You strongly disagree with that, don't you?
Well, no, I just think it's I'm actually quite surprised she was so hawkish. You know, that was a clear signal there, and it's had a clear result on the stock market.
Exactly. We were talking about this when we started, okay? Before she said a word, the Dow was up 175 points, okay? If she was that dovish, how come the Dow turned around 275 basis points or 275 points? I still feel June and December.
June and December. Do you see that?
Well, I think it's fine, but there could be a stock market crash before that, which is she's obviously got nothing. She doesn't mind about having stock.
Well, it's quite interesting on the slide. StockGen down 10%, Deutsche Bank down 6%, Intesa down 6%. You know, these banks are taking a hammering at the moment, aren't they?
I would actually like somebody to come in and say why banking stocks are so weak if there's nothing wrong. Doesn't make any sense.
Well, it's the same situation we saw after Lehman Brothers, okay, with the bank stocks got hit because they'd made bad loans to the bubble rising.
They always make bad loans.
Yeah, but that's the job of a bank is to. But the simple fact is, this is being overdone mainly because it's what they call the COCOs, the convertible bonds, okay, that these banks have, and that's what's killing it. Okay, it's the mark to market.
All right, okay? So there is a problem there. They're involved in these COCOs, and
yes,
and they're going to get ruined in the same way the junk bonds ruined them, or the real estate subprime ruined them in 2007.
This is going to be the situation, okay? But as you saw yesterday, I guess when the chairman of Deutsche Bank says we can pay the interest. What was it, up 10% in one day? So it's a situation.
Where are they getting the money from?
Well,
they're getting another loan to pay off another debt.
What are the things where they could start if need be? Remember, these banks, when loans are down, what do? They buy government bonds. You're looking at government bonds, whether it be bunds, whether it be treasuries, whether it be JGBs. Remember, you got the 2-year bund at a negative yield. I mean, these guys could make a huge profit if they have to liquidate their bond portfolio to cover the problem. I mean, I agree with what's happening, but the simple fact is that's the job of a bank. But, you know, I am bearish on banks. It's not a disaster, I don't feel.
Okay, let's move on to the last slide in this segment. What's trending? Rio's has dropped its policy of maintaining or raising dividends each year as lower commodity prices cuts its annual profit by 51%. It's held its full-year dividend, while the 2016 payout will be no less than $1.10 a share. Yellen's speech. Janet Yellen has poured cold water on the prospect of a second rise in rates anytime soon. She warned financial conditions in the US had become less supportive of growth. And finally, dollar-yen fell deep in the red again and revisited fresh 15-month lows, having faced rejection at 113 handle over the last hour.
110.98, the low this morning. So yes. Just absolutely.
Just remember, we were talking 2 weeks ago, 121. Everybody was calling 122, 123. But to go back to Yellen, okay? If she doesn't, or if the Fed doesn't move this year, will that instill confidence?
No, it's they're damned if they do and they're damned if they don't.
No, I know. They've been boxed in since last June.
Gentlemen, thank you for that.